Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 22. The Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
This gospel lesson for this morning's devotion time is from Matthew chapter 22, beginning in the 15th verse. Then the Pharisees, they went and they plotted on how to entangle him with his words. And they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care about anybody's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Therefore, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him, and they went away. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, peace, and mercy to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today's gospel lesson, it shows us about the two duties that we have as Christians. We're to be respectful to the kingdom of God, and to the kingdom of this world and its government. The religious leaders in Jesus' time, they were trying to trick Jesus into being disrespectful to the Roman Empire. In verse 17, they asked Jesus, "Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" They wanted to know, "Do you honor the government, or do you honor God with your possessions?" Jesus got out of this trick question by telling them, "Render unto Caesar that which belongs to Caesar, and render unto God that which belongs to God." From this passage in Scripture, we learn at least a few things. The first is that to the best of our abilities, we are to honor the government and give them their due. It might go without being said, but when you're born in this world, you're born into a family, of course. But you're also born into a country. You didn't have a choice who your parents were going to be. And you didn't have a choice on which country you were going to be born into. You see, all of that was decided by God. And as you know, some families are very different than other families. And other countries are very different than some countries. Many countries offer different opportunities. But ultimately, it is God who decides what family you will be born into and what country you will be born into and who will govern you. Romans chapter 13 is the classic text written by St. Paul about our role as Christians in this world and how we are to respect and treat the government. Chapter 13 of Romans says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there are no exceptions and no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resist what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment." From Romans chapter 13, the first couple of verses, it clearly teaches that you need to obey the government. The second thing that Romans chapter 13 clearly teaches is that all governments are with God's knowledge, and He allows those governments to rule. And third, from Romans chapter 13, it clearly teaches that anyone who resists the government that God has in place will incur judgment. Honoring your government, as the Bible says, is to speak well of them, which is something that both political parties in the United States have a hard time doing with their adversaries. Assuming the worst of politicians, gossiping, spreading slander is considered socially acceptable when you're talking about politics. But when you slander, remember and realize that you're breaking the Eighth Commandment when you gossip, when you lie, when you exaggerate. And secondly, when you talk badly about your government, you're breaking the Fourth Commandment by disrespecting your authorities. Martin Luther's explanation to the Fourth Commandment is that we should fear and love God so that we do not despise or anger our parents or other authorities, but that we should honor them, serve them, obey them, love them, and cherish them. You know, it might be considered a little bit outrageous or at least awkward if people hear you talking that your parents in the way that you should be talking about government officials. But nevertheless, Scripture and the Catechism place them as authorities in your life. The government and the authorities and politicians are to be honored, served, obeyed, loved, and even cherished. So let me ask you, do you love, cherish, honor, and obey your government authorities? It might even sound a bit strange that we should honor, serve, love, and obey our police officers or our state governor. It might sound a little bit strange that we are to honor, serve, love, obey, and cherish our state congressman or senator or even our president, Donald Trump. The reason that we're told by Scripture and the Catechism to love and to cherish your government is because the government is being used by God to keep you safe and to be God's service to you. God is keeping your children safe in the street by having police officers enforce stop signs and speed limits. They arrest and lock up murderers and drug dealers and thieves who would love to terrorize your homes and your business with robbery, theft, and murder. God is using His president, Donald Trump, to give you a country where you can live with luxuries and blessings that the rest of the world can only dream of. God has given every single one of you in this country a government that you should speak well of. Now, you might be thinking, does this mean that I can mindlessly or I must mindlessly follow everything that the government does or says? Thankfully, we live in a country where you can vote. It's part of the rules of our government. If you don't like a law, or if you think it goes against your Christian biblical conscience, you should vote against it and vote for what you believe in. It's not wrong as a Christian to make people aware of the sinful evils of abortion. It is not wrong to make people aware of the sinful evils of the LGBTQ political agenda for this country. It's not wrong to make people aware of the sinful evils of human cloning and other biological ethical issues. If you don't like how your elected officials are working, simply vote for another candidate. If they're acting illegally, demand that they face justice legally for their criminal actions. The only time that you are permitted to disobey your government is when they actively tell you that you must sin or do something that goes directly against God's word. Sadly, the government, it permits women to do wrong and kill their unborn babies. But unlike China or other places, the government doesn't force people to have abortions. It's only when the government forces you personally to disobey God that you must, at that point, disobey what you are told. Maybe it's something that we don't think about enough. That we thank God for our family. We do that often. Maybe we don't do it enough, but we should thank the Lord for the faith that He has put inside of our heart and the salvation that He has given unto us. We should thank Him that He has saved us from our sins. But have you thanked the Lord for giving you a wonderful country in which you live? I personally have lived in many places outside of the United States, and I can tell you from hundreds of stories and firsthand experiences that you, as an American, have so much to be grateful for. You can be thankful for the simple things of life that we often don't even think about, like police officers that do their best to protect you and to keep law and order, that they don't arbitrarily pull you over, threaten to arrest you for bribery. You can be thankful that you live in a country that has a banking system that works, that you don't have to take your money and bury it in a hole outside in your yard or put it under the mattress because you can't trust that the bank won't embezzle or swindle you. In the gospel lesson today, Jesus reminds you to honor your authorities in the government, just as you honor your parents. We know that from the book of Romans, that God is in control of this world, in control of our lives, and in control of this family. And that it is God that is the one that allows people to rule and govern. We pray that God doesn't give us the elected officials that we deserve, but rather that He is gracious and merciful with us, and that we receive governors that will govern us with honesty, dignity, honor, and integrity. And that's why every Sunday we pray in our churches for our judges, our magistrates, and all who serve and have power and authority in our lives, that God will grant them wisdom and that they will do their jobs with integrity. It's also tempting in a temptation, but you should never slander. You should never put the worst construction on your authorities because it's disrespectful and sinful. And St. Paul says in Romans chapter 13 that you will incur judgment. You see, what makes you different as a Christian from others is that you realize that all the things in your life are a blessing from God. The health that He has given you, the home that He has given you, the spouse that He has given you, the family that He has given you, and the country that He has given you. All things are a blessing from God. It's a blessing to have police officers that keep you safe. That is a blessing from God. To have firemen that protect your homes, that is a gift and a blessing from God. To have a mayor that keeps your city clean and safe, that is a blessing from God. To have a United States Army that keeps you safe from evil foes that would attack us and kill us and our families, to have that protection is a blessing from God. To have President Trump, who keeps law and order and prosperity in this country, that is a blessing from God. For all of the blessings that God gives us in our life, whether it's governing officials or good health or the blessing of family and children in a Christian home, we thank Him, we praise Him, we honor Him, and we obey Him. Now may this grace, which surpasses all understanding, may it guard your hearts, may it guard your minds through Jesus Christ, this world's only Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Lewis Paul Ferguson, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.